So, this is kind of nervous making. This is my very first shot at a ramble fap. And kind of rambly because I've got ADD. And I go off on random tangents, but I'm going to try to keep on track. Okay. I've been feeling kind of phlegmy, like hopefully I'm not getting sick, but I might be. So if I have to cough or clear my throat, I will try, for the love of God, to edit that out so you don't burst your eardrums. But, let's see. I don't know if my voice is still warmed up from when I was singing in the car, like, 3 hours ago. Probably not. So, probably get to hear my raspy, not awake yet voice, because I don't want to be awake. And since I don't have a script, I'm not playing a part, probably going to be able to hear my accent come out a lot. It's really weird and random and spotty. So, that's going to be cool to see if that happens, I guess. Alright, so, I guess the first thing I will say is, should probably take off these panties here. To explain a little bit about where I am, I'm at home. And my roommate did not leave, so I'm not alone. So I kind of have to be quiet. Which is going to be hard, because I am a fucking screamer. And I screamed so loud that, one time, right in the middle of sex, we were quiet for a second, and I heard the neighbor, who was not on the other side of a wall, they're across kind of a short lawn in a driveway. Anyway, I heard them playing music, blasting super loud, and they were not when we started. And then, you know, I finished, finished having sex, and, like, half a minute later, it turned off. So passive-aggressively telling me to keep my shit down. I don't think that's gonna happen, though. So, yeah. But since they heard that, clear the fuck across wherever, and my roommate is in the same building as me, you know, just at the other end. Have to be a little bit quiet, at least, I guess. So, now that I've got these panties off, I'm just laying here in a little dark room. So that fucking people can't accuse me of random shit. And to help me so I can actually do this. Because anxiety's a bitch. Let's see. So I'm laying here. I'm trying to be comfy on the floor. Because there's not really any comfy place to be in here. That doesn't make a bajillion sounds every time you move. And that would suck, probably, for this. Fuck, see, random tangents. Okay, let's see. So, I'm just laying here on the floor, with a pillow under my head, so I'm kind of comfy. And now that I've got my panties off, all I've got on is this, tank top that is super low cut. It's, like, hardly staying on. Good thing laying down. And I got socks because my feet get cold. Hopefully it gets warm in here, but not too warm. let's see. I was having a conversation with someone from Gone Wild Audio, and they asked me what, toys I have, what my favorite is. So I thought I'd go through what I've got. Are pretty strange, I guess. They're a bunch of random mishmash of stuff that you might expect to find in some MacGyver-like toy box. One time I was at a thrift store and I found a bag that was full of scraps, except that they were not just scraps, but they were like this really nice satiny, silky material, and they're all different colors, like purple and blue and green, and a couple pink ones, a red one. Anyway, doesn't matter what color they are, except to heighten the image. I was gonna make a costume out of them, but, instead, I started using them as belts because I was a virgin at that time and was not having sex, but I still really like being tied up, and so I tied my pants up with them. I have always really wanted a four-poster bed. Not a four-poster, but specifically a canopy bed, because, you know, being able to get tied up to specifically the fucking bed. And having a tiny little closed off space where no one can intrude. I mean, I like small spaces makes me feel safer. So being able to be closed off from anything else, random people who happen to be in the other room, random shit like that, helps loosen my inhibitions, and being tied up is pretty fucking sexy to me. And let's see, I got a set of handcuffs, not like real play handcuffs, but this is where the random shit comes in. They're like handcuffs that you get from, I don't know, some kid's playset where there's like cops and robbers and there's a set of metal handcuffs in there. Yep. So, I mean, they're quick escape. You can get out, but isn't the fun in not getting out? Let's see. I've got a set of nipple clamps, but honestly, my boobs are so big that they like pull them off all the time. I'm seriously gonna have to wear like a sports bra pulled down to keep my boobs together enough to hold the clamps on. I've got a set of suction, I don't know, they're just little suction things you squeeze and they pull. And, you know, mostly they're for nipples, but you can use them in other places too. I've got a three set of nipple and clit pumps that are, you put them on and you twist and they go, pull all the blood to it, make it feel real good. Other than that, I guess I've got just random little things like, I don't know, those finger gloves. I don't know, I haven't even played with those in a while. And then onto my bigger, more expensive toys. I've got a couple things from Fun Factory. Ich mag de. I like them. The Fun Factory is, as far as I can tell, make really good quality stuff. I mean, I've only got two, but they're both really good quality. I've got one that is, it's kind of short. It's got a nub on it, it's a vibrator. Yeah, I mean, it works. Feels good. Doesn't smash into my cervix, so that's nice. The other one I've got from them is like big. Like, I wanted to get the smaller version, but I was encouraged to get the bigger version by people who were with me. So, like, I was there with them and they were there with me, so people who were with me. And they encouraged me, it was like, it's only $20 more and you get like 2 more inches or something. I don't fucking know. And it's got a vibrator in the base, and then it's got kind of a phalange that's on top, and it's got a vibrator in that too, and they can work independently. And so yeah, there's those. And then I've got a G-spot stimulator, and that one is not by Fun Factory, just because, I don't know, the store that we went to get that one actually didn't have a lot of selection from Fun Factory. And I'm an impatient bitch. God damn it. I want to go to a store, pick up a toy, and fucking go home, wash it, charge it, and play with it right fucking now. So, yeah, but not wait for that one. Let's see. So, yeah, those are my toys. The G-spot stimulator is actually pretty new. I haven't got to play with it by myself yet until now. Decided that I would try that one out. And if not, got my trusty backup shorty there. Just in case. Or just to double the pleasure. Who knows? Fuck. Okay. So, I guess that concludes the tour of all the crap in a box that I've got. So, I guess, just talk about what I'm doing and what I want to do, right? So, I'm a bit nervous, obviously, so I'm trying not to wiggle around. I mean, I was listening to the Gone Wild audio, trying to build up the courage to do this, and I mean, like, yeah, kind of wet already, and my nipples are really, really hard and really sensitive, and they really want to be touched and played with, so I guess we'll start there. Okay. What I really want done to them, I just like when they're touched, really. Just brushing your fingers over them and imagining it's somebody that I want to touch them. stroking them and playing with them. Pinching them and twisting them. God, about the only good thing about having these huge boobs is how much you get to play with them. I'm not knocking small boobs, because I'm sure they're great too, but I would not know. It really builds a sensation when you just barely flick your fingers over the tips of them. Like, seriously, if they ever get calmed down at all, even, that's all they gotta do when they're back, book, ready for attention. Something that I kind of always knew about myself, but didn't really ever do anything about or with, is I really do get turned on when other people get turned on from what I'm doing. Like, when I said that I feed off your comments, I seriously... I read them, and I read your reactions, and you say, oh god, it's so hard, and it was, I had to go jerk off, or I gotta go find a place, and I can't wait till I get home tonight. Doesn't matter where I am, my hips start wiggling, and start getting all wet. I start thinking, what's it gonna look like? What's it gonna sound like? What are the noises that are gonna come out of his mouth? Are they gonna be deep and long and low? Are they gonna be needy and fast and... God, I really haven't done anything except for play with my nipples a little bit, and I am... getting hot. And I'm gonna take a drink real quick, cause I don't know, maybe I'm a thirsty bitch, but thinking about all that stuff is really doing it for me, I guess. What else? I really like the thought of just, like, groping at each other's bodies. Not even, like, if you grope my boobs, yeah, but, like, when you need each other so much that your hands are just running up and down each other's bodies and you just can't stop your hands from grabbing at them and pulling them close. I guess this is mostly going to be what I want done to me. Another image that I think is really sexy. If I need to keep my head in the game, if there's like noises or something, you know, that distract you. Something that I think of is like, Jesus, the word wordsmith fail. God, when a guy's eating a girl out and he's licking her clit, and it's just like, I don't even know. When it's just the cutest little thing and his tongue is flicking over it and it's making it just bobble, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I like to imagine that being me, the receiver, of course, but yeah, I can bring my head back in the game if I get distracted, which can happen when you got, roommates and random shit. Cats running around, knocking shit over in the middle of the fucking night while you're trying to get some. Okay, so maybe I should spread my knees a little bit here. Just let them fall open. I guess connected with getting turned on by you guys getting turned on is that I can imagine someone listening to me. Like, obviously not right this second, but in the future, this will be recorded and posted, and someone could be listening to it and stroking themselves or. Better thinking of me and stroking themselves. Imagining that they're doing the things to me that I'm doing. Imagining that they're the ones touching my nipples and tugging them. They can see my spread thighs and my see how well my pussy's on display for them to look at and enjoy, see. Well. Since I'm in the dark here, mostly. Except for the computer screen, because it's recording. Shall we? There it is. Okay. Get this toy, the G-spot stimulator. We'll see what it does, I guess. And I guess we'll see if you can hear it on the audio. I have a headset on, which is different than normal, but. It was kind of hard to record with my phone. But yeah. I know Turtle Beach is a good brand, so you shouldn't hear lots of outside noise, but here's hoping that you can.